We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss satellite technology or satellite terrorism. But first, joining TM is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org, and at the top of the page, go to Join TM. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our targeted situation. On the same page, you can donate to TM and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization in the state of Massachusetts. If you have any questions, call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443. Or listen at 605-313-0163. Friday, the 10th, 2020, on Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference, Legal Coop will make an appearance. If you'd like to hear Kevin Annett and his 25-year battle with the Canadian government, join him at bbsradio.com/herewestand. Every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Targeted Justice, a stellar organization. I suggest that you join. Go to targetedjustice.com. At the top of the page, you will see home. When you hover over that with your mouse, you will see Meet the Team and Become a Member. Click or tick on Become a Member, and you're on your way. That's targetedjustice.com. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID targeted. If you would like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. We have a chat associated with this show at targetedmass.chatango.com, and it is up and running this evening. Last evening, we spoke with Dr. Robert Duncan, and one of the questions that I asked was, could the Schumann resonance be used against us? And his answer was unequivocally yes. For those of you who are watching or watching the Schumann resonance, over a month ago on Friday, it was 158 hertz. The nominal reading is 7.83 hertz. Today, it is 58 hertz. Yesterday, 11 hertz. Now, another thing that Dr. Duncan and I discussed is satellite-based terrorism. I have an introduction to a paper, and the introduction is by Eric Karlstrom, University of California, San Diego, professor of history. Satellite-based psychotechnology is being used by defense, security, research, and law enforcement agencies to gather signals intelligence. And this data, during the course of an investigation and research, psychotechnology operators analyze detailed information about a human subject of interest based on their neurological activity. They communicate with the subject using transmitters that deliver a barely audible subliminal sound perceivable without an electronic device, and utilize electromagnetic wave frequency transmitters that elicit and modulate a subject's neural activity. Signals intelligence is gathered while a subject is stationary or in motion, in his car driving down the highway at 70, or sitting in his favorite chair. So indoors or outdoors, and without apparent presence of the technology or its operators, signals are captured and delivered within an immediate periphery around a subject. Science that drives psychotechnology is classified. Aren't you getting tired of hearing that word, classified? We should be allowed, as citizens, access to just about everything, especially when it's affecting us. So this psychotechnology is classified, and discovering technical details about equipment and operations is not easy, but we are doing it. Contributors to research and development of the technology work under non-disclosure agreements where they may not share any information about their efforts with colleagues or competitors under threat of punishment. The technology is advanced enough that upon learning details of its capabilities, the general public is in disbelief both that it is possible to gather signals intelligence as described, and that any government agency would use the technology as part of its work. Leaders in education and industry who are unfamiliar with the technology themselves can often not fathom how it is engineered or configured. This overview was informed by a team of seven people who ultimately described themselves as researchers or investigators and claimed to be employed by the Department of the Army. Operators I communicate with work on rotating shifts, 60 to 80 hours per week, focusing on a single target. They monitor the subject's location, communications, interpersonal interactions, diet, substance use and abuse, activity, and behavior. Their work is performed remote from their subject with a satellite mediating signals and communication between both parties. They author summary reports of subject activity from real-time observation sessions presented as text and data visualizations. They conduct experiments and interviews with a subject about their knowledge, interests, and experiences for use in psychological profiles or to understand and predict behavioral activity. So we have a team here of seven people who participated with the Department of the Army. So this is more or less an inside view. This involves their capabilities. Neuroelectric signal sensors are capable of recording thoughts and translating them to text. In demonstrations, thoughts that easily translated to text included reading printed words, hearing spoken language, and forming sentences for written and verbal communication. Thoughts processing visual stimuli were also recorded with a high degree of accuracy, including facial and object recognition, shapes and colors, plus movement and activity observed by a subject in their environment. Thoughts around logic and decision-making could also be translated with the help of a human analyst. This means that anything a subject reads, sees, says, or hears can potentially be translated to text. Psychotechnology operators communicate with subjects using audio transmissions that are perceived as subliminal sound. In some cases, a subject is aware they are receiving communications and can recognize voices or noises being transmitted by equipment operators from their remote location. So there are some of us who are aware and some of us who are not. Okay, we have Trevor from Idaho.
Yeah, good evening, Frank. First time caller, and I frankly just found you because of your interview with Dr. Duncan, and that name's been coming up a lot in my awakening, as you might want to call it. So I guess just to jump to the chase here, I'm a survivor of trauma-based mind control, MKUltra, likely born into it, just like Michael Barton. And he was one of your callers, I believe, last night. And I'm calling, first of all, just to say thanks for bringing this to the surface. And also, if you had any questions that I could answer, it would just be from my experience, my portal, and the bit that I know. And there's so much I don't know. But that's why I'm calling.
Okay. Well, if you have any information to offer, I'm sure that our listeners and myself would much appreciate it.
I can't believe I'm calling you and going for it. But I don't have a lot of time, and I don't mean to sound overdramatic, but this has been wearing on me and my biology, my psychology, my spirituality, and my friends and family for probably 48 years. And the pieces that I do know and that I think your callers might, our listeners might, be interested in knowing is that it is true that after World War II that the Project Paperclip initiative was in full swing, and that the CIA basically got their hand slapped and said, oops, sorry. But the experiments continued, and I found it horribly ironic that I was literally walking the death camps of Auschwitz in Germany in 1990, and within a year the same torture was happening to me in my own country in Los Angeles. I was horrifically beaten by six police officers 6 weeks after the Rodney King incident, four LAPD and two UCLA PD. This happened at the UCLA Medical Center when I was 19. I'm now 48, and I had a full-ride scholarship to Pepperdine at the time. I did not know how dangerous those facilities or those teaching hospitals really are. And by the way, my dad did his PhD and met my mother there at UCLA. So the slogan, UCLA Bruins, while you're watching the football, some of us are literally trying to put our lives back together. So I say UCLA ruins. I want your listeners to also know that I had a horrific run-in, not only at UCLA, but 2 weeks later. This is the summer of 91. And I was literally kidnapped, beaten, dumped at the Torrance Memorial Hospital, beaten again by staff, and then hauled up to the seventh floor of the Torrance Memorial Hospital, same hospital I was born in 71. But at 19 in 1971, I'm literally being tortured under the MKUltra program. And it wasn't until my insurance ran out on the 30th day that John Moeller, who was my primary abuser through this program, he said, okay, well, I guess if you've got a place to go, you can go. I had no idea, Frank, what was going on. I had no understanding of MKUltra. In fact, it wasn't for about 15 to 20 years later, after working for a major high-tech firm in Boise. I probably crossed paths with Robert Duncan and didn't even know it. But it was 20 years later that I realized that 2 years after I was beaten and tortured at UCLA, if your listeners were to Google UCLA death of a patient, those words, UCLA death of a patient, they're going to find an article written by the LA Weekly. They're the only journal that published this. But it was an incident involving a Harvard graduate and his father. Same situation as I was in, but 2 years following, and literally on the fourth day of a 3-day psychiatric hold, he was murdered. And the story from the university's perspective was, no, he hung himself. But they went to court, and there was a lot of back and forth play. But the point is that for 20 years, I was absolutely amnesic to anything involving UCLA, sleep deprivation, torture programs, or trauma-based mind control. And I'll stop there and let you digest that. But at 48, I'm literally fighting everything that Robert Duncan has spoken about, up to and including the worldwide program where I'm finding myself fighting satellites, and not too many people believe me. But that's what's going on. It's all true.
Okay. I'm really
for listening.
Sorry to hear that.
Hey, that's okay. That's okay. We're all here for our own
monitoring.
I believe I do, and it may have it may have been involved at the implant level. I don't know. Again, not too many Western practitioners are going to want to hear about this, even if they can talk about it. But just, I guess what I'm really here to say is thank you for bringing this to the surface, and we'll let God pick up the pieces, huh?
Okay.
Thank you,
You're
sir.
You're quite welcome. We'll continue to bring up these topics, and I will continue my research, and we'll
Fair
go
enough.
From there.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And thanks to your listeners. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much, Trevor. Okay, we've got Papa from Tennessee. Go ahead, Papa.
Good evening, Frank. I had to call in. I wasn't going to call in tonight. I was going to sit back, but Trevor's call, I don't know if he hung up or whatnot. I sure hope he's still listening to the show. That was really powerful, and it goes without saying, you know, Frank, you really do a lot for a lot of people, and when people find you, they know what they've found. I could hear it in Trevor's voice, so I'm just going to say out to Trevor real quick, please reach out to Frank if you haven't already done so. Give him your information. Contact him by email. It's on his site. Because everything you had to say was important. I would have personally have loved to have, I hate to use the word loved, but I think you know what I mean. I would have liked to have heard more and more in depth. And that was a powerful, powerful call.
I'm sure that he'll be back here again.
I hope.
Go ahead.
Do we have another
caller?
Go
ahead, Papa. Are you still there?
I don't know. I jumped on late, Frank. I jumped on about 10 minutes late, 5 minutes late.
Okay. Do you want to hang back and listen, or?
What's your topic tonight? I caught a little bit of it before I decided to call in.
Satellite terrorism. I'm trying to cover all of the topics that I did cover, which were the basis for my questions last evening. And
yeah,
I'm trying, because he was thumbs up on all of them, actually. So,
yeah,
more so on two, but I'll discuss those with you.
Yeah, I caught the part about thought to text, and that technology's there. I mean, it's kind of like energy weapons, and people go, no, that's just crazy. No, these things are real. They're there. So.
Okay. Well, we are coming up on a commercial station identification break here at the bottom of the hour. You're welcome to stay and hang on if you like.
Sure thing. Thank you, Frank.
All right. In other cases, a subject may not be aware they are receiving communications, but sound is processed by the brain nonetheless. I use the word operator, and operator you can equate to perp. But I used the word operator. But operators using a probing technique where a subliminal question or statement evokes involuntary thought responses that can be measured and recorded to determine how accurate or truthful they are. They also use a subliminal messaging technique that directs a subject's thoughts and speech with limited or no awareness to the subject. Neural activity can be elicited and modulated using electromagnetic wave generators with adjustable frequency ranges. A subject will experience changes or interruptions in neuroelectric activity that inspire involuntary actions. Electromagnetic frequencies affect motor activity in different parts of the body. Now, this can range from full muscle motion to partial muscle stimulation. They can also affect organ operations by inspiring autonomic responses. Transmitted frequencies are capable of eliciting involuntary ocular muscle movement with a degree of accuracy that causes eyeballs to move left, right, up, and down, as well as cross, diverge, and rotate in circles. Foot, toe, hand, and leg muscle movement to the degree they can be tapped, retracted, extended, or twitched. Sexual organ activity that causes arousal. I'm trying to skip over the graphic stuff here. And blood flow around genitalia and excitation, back, abdomen, and leg movement that interfere with walking gait while a subject is ambulatory, and sensations that resemble human emotions. And I can vouch for all of this except for having my arms and legs moved. I get twitches, but I am starting to believe that they are damaging my system to a degree. Okay, next we come to criticism, involuntary thoughts and actions. Psychotechnology audio transmitters cause involuntary thoughts in the form of auditory hallucinations, where a subject perceives sound. Okay, we are now going to station identification. Thank you so much for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we are discussing satellite terrorism. Papa, did you want to add something before we get into this? Okay. Psychotechnology. Audio transmitters. Cause involuntary thoughts in the form of auditory hallucinations, where a subject perceives sound with no discernible point of origin, such as a human speaker, electronics, machines, animals, or weather. This is distinguished from auditory hallucinations originating from a person's brain, described as symptoms of schizophrenia or other mental illnesses. People rely on sound events from predictable or expected sources to orient themselves, maneuver through space, understand their environment, and communicate effectively. Auditory hallucinations from subliminal sound cause involuntary thoughts that interfere with cognitive ability and speech, and inspire involuntary actions. When audible, this sound could be described with corollaries familiar to people through the course of normal communications. At times, it resembles conversation occurring 5 10, 50, or 100 feet away. I experience this all the time. They can put a voice, if they want to, hanging 20 feet outside an open window, down on the ground, speaking up to you, following you along the highway, on top of the cables, hanging outside your window while you are driving at 70 miles an hour, speaking to you. So yes, I've experienced this. However, unlike normal voice communications at these distances, where the content and quality is distorted by wind or physical barriers, this content, in the form of messages, can be persistent or contiguous instead of faint or disjointed. When inaudible, this sound more closely resembles intrapersonal communication, dialogical self, subvocalization, or internal monologue. Involuntary thoughts, direct cognition, distract from currently preceding cognitive activity, or deform cognition to become something other than intended. This occurs with varying degrees of awareness or no awareness to the people experiencing this. This is also distinguished from mental illness symptoms, such as obsessive compulsive disorder, where one's mind is distracted by predictable stimuli or intrapersonal thoughts. So the operators will try and make you appear schizophrenic, but you are not. They will try and make you think that you have, or your family think, that you have obsessive compulsive disorder when you don't. How many people across this country have been institutionalized because of these entrapments? Involuntary actions are a series of motions that amount to common activity comprised of coordinated muscle movement or organ function that are not intended by the person performing them. With psychotechnology, these are in response to electromagnetic frequency transmissions that elicit and modulate neural activity. Involuntary action resemble intentional actions that range from simple to complex. Simple actions, for example, may include eye movement, tongue movement, and finger movement. Complex actions may be described or to include retrieving objects, satiating appetite, performing household work functions, or satisfying human needs and desires. Simple involuntary actions are caused by electromagnetic wave frequency generators. They are eliciting and modulating neural activity. Complex involuntary actions are caused by involuntary thoughts inspired by subliminal messages. Like involuntary thoughts, involuntary actions can be directed, distracted, or deformed through interference. Again, the operators can make you look like you are having problems. Like maybe you should be institutionalized. The next topic here is health concerns. Psychotechnology operators broadcasting messages and electromagnetic frequencies from satellite-based technologies into an environment with an unsuspecting audience has the ability to inspire involuntary thoughts and actions amongst people in the reception zone. This can lead to cognitive difficulty and bodily injury as people express symptoms of mental illness and physical ailments that last for the duration of exposure to transmissions and sometimes after. Because the technology, its operators, and their techniques are secretive, and because it is not possible to easily discover this information through available research methods, healthcare providers are not able to properly treat medical symptoms. In some cases, moreover, improper treatment for mental or physical problems may be applied, further complicating issues for the person experiencing them. It is also not possible for law enforcement agencies to properly investigate criminal activity related to technology and authority abuses. Privacy concerns. This is a big one with we, the targeted individuals, we, the people. Satellite-based psychotechnology can record thoughts in public and private dwelling places. It is possible to capture thoughts arising from conversations between friends, written journals, email communications, personal account information, and visual observations behind closed doors. Intellectual property. I've mentioned this before. It is going to have a brand new meaning. It is also possible to capture information about intimate sexual acts between unsuspecting, consenting people, and details about grooming, defecation, and urination. In business, visual and auditory information originating from office and meeting spaces can be recorded, allowing sensitive data such as credentials, PIN codes, usernames, and passwords. Confidential documents and verbal communications from privileged meetings to be exploited and compromised. All this can lead to extortion, espionage, and sabotage, unbeknownst to a person or their business. So, the operator can grab your PIN codes, usernames, passwords. This is what I recommend to you guys. If you're doing banking, make sure that it's online banking, and make sure that you get a text from the bank every time your account is used. This is available on most checking accounts today. Psychotechnology digitizes neuroelectric signals for consumption through software installed on a computer console and is vulnerable to hacking by any number of criminal organizations or individuals. An operator's computer console can be accessed remotely, allowing unauthorized access to their workstation or activity in real time. The contents of the software can be exported and stored, allowing access of sensitive data to hackers or curious third parties. And the software source code can be stolen, redistributed, or re-engineered to harness the hardware. Without proper security protocols, any aspect of the technology's functionality, operations, engineering, or capabilities can be shared through popular communication mediums, including internet forums, data storage sites, portable storage mediums, or simple word of mouth. Research and investigation applications. When psychotechnologies are used for intelligence gathering, investigation, and research purposes, they offer a limited perspective of a subject's personality, beliefs, knowledge, behavior, actions, and intent. These characteristics of a subject are not measurable through neuroelectric activity alone. And there are limitations defining these qualities through observation, profiling, questioning, and stimuli response testing using only the equipment. This leaves the weight of importance that can be assigned to information collected at lower levels than what the system itself and its agency or authority represents. Psychotechnologies do not represent a subject's entire state of being or even the environment surrounding them. During short-term observations, behavior and activity of a subject cannot be fully informed by the system or operating agency with a degree of accuracy that could determine or predict criminal intent. Long-term observations of a subject's behavior and activity must be performed by ongoing observation, which itself has weighted value. Without traditional investigation or research methods and interpersonal communication, even with ongoing observation combined with traditional methods, the monitoring systems provide a volume of information about a subject that is unmanageable if observers must identify relevant information from a stream of daily, minute-by-minute life events. Continuous monitoring requires a team of operators that must maintain enough fidelity in their methodology for consistency in reporting. Because of technological limitations of psychotechnologies and human limitations in methodology, the value of intelligence and investigation is relatively low. The awareness and observation subject has of monitoring activity sometimes leads to personal research efforts about the effects and activities related to both operators and their agency. Due to secrecy around these topics, there are often little or no verifiable resources to substantiate their suspicions or claims. Welcome to the targeted community. Many resources available on the internet include incomplete or misleading anecdotes from witnesses or subjects that have been victimized by the technology's abuse. Most resources I'm sorry, I totally lost this. This is apparent in the topic of gang stalking, which has manifested its own vocabulary describing target individuals as observation subjects. Stasi, East Germany secret police, as operators, researchers and investigators. V2K as satellite-based audio transmitters. Directed energy weapons as electromagnetic wave generators with adjustable frequencies. Remote neural monitoring as psychotronic systems and satellite terrorism as government security defense operations. Criminal behavior. Psychotechnology allowed perpetrators of these acts to adjust electromagnetic wave frequency transmissions directed at their victim that affected neurological activity. wave frequencies were adjusted with a degree of accuracy that inspired intended outcomes, such as involuntary muscle movement, involuntary organ response, and unexpected sensations in the victim. Operators were also able to verbally communicate audio transmissions to their victim. Operators and technology did not need to be in the vicinity of the victim. Perpetrators and technology did not need to be in the vicinity of the victim, who was located in the state of Oregon, United States. Perpetrators elicited over 5,000 involuntary muscle and organ responses and delivered over 5,000 verbally abusive messages during the course of 6 months. The involuntary muscle and organ responses were sometimes inflicted for consecutive hours, multiple times per minute, then during intermittent periods throughout the day. There is a transcript with examples of psychotechnology with operator communications. Okay, folks, the night has really sped by. Good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.